Good evening. Welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour two of the broadcast here on this Wednesday, the 10th of April, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener. And it seems William needs to take care of something urgent that just came up. So he had to jump off. He's going to have to miss out on hour two. Stephen, I just tried to share that clip he was talking about. Maybe we'll just save that for a different day when he's back with us. So you could disregard that mic when I sent the Skype to there. But no, I mean, we certainly set up, quite the picture of a bleak immediate future, Stephen, in the first hour. Where do we go with that? You know, how do we follow that?
Yeah, that's the only thing I can, like I said, is I can do stuff like we talked about it before, do stuff to help myself, change myself, and I don't know if divine intervention is what's that. You know, I try praying too. I don't know what's listening or what's not, but I'm listening, and seems like things do. You know, it focuses me. I try doing that some to change myself, because as long as I'm pointing the finger at everybody else, then or whoever, I mean, it just, you know, they got three more pointing back at me. It's my compliance along with this stuff that has allowed it to happen, although I wasn't aware of it when I didn't get signed. I didn't know I was going to be given a name in all caps that's going to make me their property, you know, when I was born. But that's how they do this. I was thinking of Jordan Maxwell earlier today. There's this, you mentioned Alex Jones earlier. There's this Greg Reese clip that he just put out about how the straw man and goes the history of that and the corporation. But ironically, none of the people in our quote-unquote government, the Biden, none of them have these loyalty oaths that they're supposed to have. They're none of them are. It's just the same thing that Tony Pellegrino was talking about, asking people for these oaths. So it's obvious they don't follow their own rules, you know. It just, and it get more and more obvious that that's who's in charge. And who is in that cabinet? How many Biden, his whole cabinet, I think pretty much. Is there anybody that's not Jewish in the cabinet? Don't know. I can't think of one that's not. And Biden's taking more AIPAC money than anybody. I think he set the record. I read that somewhere. I don't know the record. And then supposedly now he's going to turn his back and stab Netanyahu in the back and all. And I don't know. It's all a show, it seems like to me. And you're right. People, anybody that keeps supporting that, we got to stop electing people in this country like that.
Well, we got to put our
stab us in the back, man.
You really like when I talked about racial localism. Mm-hmm. In local communities, I mean, you know, that's really why, I mean, Travis really appreciated what Lark has to share, including the communitarianism approach, because that's what it really is. You know, it's an approach to get to people and to get to a wide range of people and to get them asking more questions and identify. You know, I mean, this system is using technology, it's planning to use technology and just totalitarian monopolies, you know, corporatism. Certainly, there's a bit of a fascism involved. There's certainly a communist capitalist merger, for that matter. But I think it's just identifying these things and trying to avoid the pitfalls that we know. And it's true, we are setting ourselves up, but we can't help but talk about who's behind this, the anti-white agenda, and pulling all the strings of Jewish power. But yeah, these key trials, these set precedents, demonize anything about us and what we stand for. You know, the white males are target number one. Charlottesville, okay, Sandy Hook even, and January 6th, you know, just like back in the day, something like Dylann Roof. I mean, you know, these are very important to ingrain, you know, a bad white man.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And they've been doing that ever since the integration thing, when they were coming and infiltrating local communities and doing their thing, you know. It just, every other person around was a Fed informant or not, you know. It just, that we were targeted. In that clip, I was thinking that along the history of that, that clip that William was going to play of Wasserman Schultz and BLM being founded by James. Well, you know, it was in response to that thing. The NAACP was founded back in the guy that the child molester, Frank, Leo Frank, I think was the name, and they lynched this guy. And then the, in response to that, that there was this movie thing that was made. It was a silent movie called Birth of a Nation, which demonized the other group. You know,
that's regarding
same people.
ADL.
Yeah.
The ADL.
ADL. Right. I'm sorry. The NAACP was founded about the same time, too, I believe.
Right. No, Leo Frank was a child molester, murderer. It was pinned on a black man so that the Jew wasn't defamed. Yeah. Actually, there was a local justice that enraged the Jewish community that he was killed, from what I understand, right?
But, yeah, and then the response to it was that, you know, to create this thing with the, after blaming the black guy, then they went through that whole movie, man. It just, the whole thing was a big psyop. Back then, they were doing psyops with silent movies, you know, so things are a lot more sophisticated now. We fall for them more and more. It just, it does get overwhelming, you know. I agree.
Well, so what is going to happen? Are they going to pull out another psyop related to November?
Oh, I think so. I don't know what
they say
it'll
that
be,
even, but they say that even Kennedy, you know, what, RFK Jr. is going to be taking even more votes away from Biden. But a lot of people who voted for him the first time around are not going to, you know, no matter what they do. So it's like, you know, I don't know, that I don't fall into the left-right paradigm. And, you know, there's, I know there's the accelerationist theory and angle some people favor as well. Regardless, you have to see that what has become centrist is far left extremism, and it's inherently anti-white and Talmudic in origin.
Anti-white
agenda.
I think that it's all just a big show. You know, it goes so far back too. And there's a selection, never a real election. It's whoever gets selected. So those, I don't think that they've decided yet, maybe. I don't know. It did really look like they didn't intend for Trump to win. But it's always, I think they hedge their bets either way, you know?
Well, what about this theory James in Vancouver has proposed, though, that, I mean, a Trump is who they'd want for a wartime president, especially if they get their Middle Eastern big war. They want Trump in there, not Biden. The people will tolerate a wartime economy, blaming everything on the wartime economy and situation more than you know, is deserved. It will be done, of course. It always is.
You know, that does make sense, and I had thought that such a thing might happen if they get the war with Iran, just the way Trump, they accepted him the first time to get the warp speed and the shot through. Nobody would have gone along with that if it was Hillary in there, I don't believe. But the economy, do you remember James Carville when he was running the campaign for Bill Clinton? He had this thing on the wall that said, it's the economy, stupid. So the economy, I don't think they can just keep patching that over. So maybe, I don't know. It makes sense that if they get the war ramped up, people are not going to rally behind Biden. But I hope people won't rally behind a war, period. I mean, they fell off of Ukraine pretty quick. And look what our military has become. It's to the point. Okay, I saw today that Long Island was trying to create their local militia. You mentioned racial localism. And they were so suspicious of law enforcement that they were going to create a local militia. And there was a big conflict. I don't know all the details about that, but just I tried to scan a lot of stuff this afternoon just to do for this. I should have saved that one because it was telling, you know, that even in – this is in Long Island. So things are definitely being ramped up to where the two polarities are – they're trying to trigger some kind of a conflagration here, I believe. If they can declare martial law, then, you know, some event that would do that, that's always the wet dream of these people. I mean, the Boston bombing was like a dry run for that. And they're ramping up the fear now, but there's always some event in April, too, you know, around the 19th and 20th. So many different things have happened then. It just, like I said, it always makes me nervous that time of year. And May Day is the big satanic sacrifice day. I didn't got associated with May Day in the first place, I believe. And then Earth Day is Lenin's birthday. Isn't it right before May Day? I believe that was...
Okay.
That's when Earth Day is. It's Lenin's birthday. All these things you pointed out, you know, look into numerology and stuff, but these people are obsessed with that stuff. And I don't know. I haven't put anything in the ground this year. I need to go out there and dig some, but trying to just keep a roof over your head, like you said, and fuel and food, it makes so many, anybody can have time to look into this, you know? And I shudder for the future too when I see the next generation that is stuck in that screen. You know, I have to pull myself out of it, and I'm an old guy. I'd classify as a boomer, Generation Jones anyway. But from my grandkids' age up through college, they're raised on these. They're never bored. You know, there's no reason for them to. There's so many things. Human creativity has been stifled and destroyed by this technology, and it's used as a weapon against us, man. It's a two-edged sword, and unless there's some control brought over that, something that keeps us from being taken. I can see how, you know, the Terminator movies, like it was set 40 years they said in 2024 they'd be able to mimic human beings in that movie. That's now. So they're to the point where the meta is supposed to, in that timeline, that they was supposed to be, you know, the Cylons were supposed to be. You couldn't tell the difference. They sweat and everything. Had on a fake suit. Some people believe that's the case. They believe in these clones and everything's such a psyop. That's why even looking at the videos of Biden, you can see that some of these people are wearing a mask. Or it looks like it anyway. And we were programmed with that in Mission Impossible back when I was a kid, too. People would peel that latex mask off. They perfectly imitated somebody else. So how do I know what's real? I do remember 9/11 of 2016, and Hillary passed out, and they threw her in the van when she was supposed to be also sick. And then supposedly she came out after that to greet the crowd. And it was so obviously a look-alike, a different person. So they're playing these games with us anyway, and it had been legalized to do that right before that happened with Obama doing away with the Mun Act with his NDAA. So I believe that it's been happening for a long time, even before that we've been played like that. And they do, and, you know, we look into the history of that. So I don't know how I can believe anything I read on there, and just – It's going to be interesting, that's for sure. I just expect some big event to happen between now and May the 1st that they can blame on stuff. They telegraphed that eclipse so much. And the bird flu, like you said, that people are – they won't – people – I guess people, maybe they've stopped taking these shots. I know I would never take one, and people who have regret it, so – I don't know. They to the point they want to find other ways to get this mRNA technology inside of us with the mosquitoes and the little drones, and then investigating ways to put it in our food. And they're giving it to the meat. They're giving it to what meat they're still growing. Yeah, this depopulation thing is going on. And 2025 was the year that the Deagle thing was. And I do expect things to ramp up between now and then. I don't know what they... That I don't know how they would do that, but they've already telegraphed that's their intention. the only thing I can do in this existential war is try to survive. So, you know, I'm trying to get healthier. That's the only thing I know how to do. I'm a lot better than I was. I was pretty bad before. So that's the best strategy, I think. And like you said, locally, if we can find a way to interact with each other that bypasses these digital currencies and stuff that everybody pumps up Bitcoin and crypto, that it's uncontrollable because they say that it would take so much more electric power to suppress it than it does to run it. But it just gets astronomical at some point. You know, I don't think there's enough energy that they produce on the planet right now for that to power that whole thing. That's why they need a central control, you know, an essential bank digital currency that expires, that they control and that you can't just trade on your own. So there has to be a way for people to barter and trade their own currency. And the only way to do that would be locally, and then they're going to come after you. But if everybody did it at once somehow, you know, that movie Pay It Forward, you ever see that, Richard? I know that's that sounds out of the blue, but there was this movie that, and I can't stand Kevin Spacey, but this was back 1999, 2000, somewhere around in there. I don't remember the year, but this teacher told the kid to come up with an idea that would change the world somehow. And that's where the phrase pay it forward came from, is that his project was to have, you got to do things for two other people you have to, instead of paying it back, you help your fellow man, is kind of what it boiled down to. But the message in it was really good. It was a positive thing. It's the last thing I ever saw out of I remember seeing that had a positive effect out of quote unquote Hollywood at the time. But it changed my point of view some, and it's got to come along the same kind of lines as that, where people, I don't know, there's a legend about the early Christians identifying each other with that fish symbol. But, you know, it's, people are going to, you're going to have to get to the point, they've said this, that if you don't have their mark or you're not part of their system, you can't buy and sell. And hey, we just taking that 9-digit number, it took us a long way down that path, that social security number. When they introduced that started the whole process. And I think it's kind of end game for that, their little paradigm. They want total control. They want to own it all and re-enslave everybody. I think that's where this is headed. So go ahead.
They can appeal to different generations with different trends. And mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of trends inevitably expire, but new ones come about. I mean, the boomers were really taken by Al Gore, you know. But I mean, you know, as far as like what we're doing to the planet, and yeah, as far as the pollution, you know, I mean, corporations just paying off municipalities to dump toxins into lakes, rivers, oceans, burying waste. You wouldn't know anything about that, Stephen.
Well, yeah, I did about that. Yeah. And that's the big issue, is that you can do things responsibly, but they don't care. It's all about power and control.
But what I'm saying is the Zoomers, okay, and beyond are not, they're buried in their screens. They're buried in their NSA LoJack rectangles, right? And so that they don't care about the natural environment or spend any time there. They're not going to appreciate the woods or the you know, mountains or the plains or the deserts. They're not going to appreciate the rainforest to miss them. So I don't know. In the future, they're going to need to use even something other than you know, climate change, global warming, at least related to appreciating the natural environment. And that's why, you know, well, they're just talking about the ability to feed the people, sustain the people. Well, oh, it's white people's problem, again, that the UN is saying. And now the EU is saying that, again, that females have been disproportionately affected by climate change. Another divide and conquer. Yeah, that's what the EU just came out and said.
Yeah, they lest you and him fight. That's how they control it, both sides. Lest you and him fight when we have more in common than we know, you know, and that we have a common enemy. And as long as we have to use their system then it infuriates me that we're born into it too, and then sit down with that whole thing, this whole straw man fiction and the maritime law that well, we're under. That just, yeah, go ahead.
What I think that the Zoomers and beyond will be taken by, they'll get being a cyborg to trend more and more, you know, this transhumanism thing. It'll be cool and hip, you know. I mean, if you can't access Google and Wikipedia in your mind while you're, you know, just like hanging out with your friends or whatever, if you can't do that, you're lame, man. You're a square. Okay, they won't use those terms anymore, but you know what I mean.
Yes, I see exactly what you're saying. And if you can't get that for your kid, well, they're going to lag behind too. You know, they're not going to be able to keep up. It's about replacing us with an ersatz human. From the straw man, where they did it with the corporation, now they want to do it with literally replace your soul with this machine and convince you to hook up to it. And people, they said, would want this thing too. They sign on to the beast, and the beast knows us. You know, like you said, the NSA low jack. Every time I try to get a facial recognition thing, that's going to be ubiquitous now. You know, there's going to be no privacy. There was another film that predicted that Minority Report, that the guy would be walking along and the billboard would recognize him and start talking directly to him. That's the kind of world that we're approaching. In fact, we're almost there now, because this LoJack always knows everything I'm thinking and doing, and it's hard. Okay, I had a guest who talked about unplugging from this. He's got a website called mark37.com, and he has some ghost phones, which I would love to own, but, you know, at the moment, I don't know a way to – I'm not savvy enough to utilize that, but I sure would like to. The more I unplug from this, as far as it goes with technology and the time I spend on it, the better I feel. The more I did gardening for the first time a couple of years, you know, like you said, getting out in nature and trying to look one-on-one to other human beings too makes a difference. They wanted us isolated, alone, thinking that we have no choice and no recourse, you know, that we got to go along or there's nothing else. That's been the psyop all along. And of course, also, I think that when the people will need a champion, they bring one up and then they play, let's you and him fight with that too. That, you know, I'd look into this stuff because I'm a deep thinker and I'm a nerd. I used to be a book snake, not just a worm, you know, because most of my life I was a spit disabled, you know, so I looked into this stuff deep. But people out there trying to run the hamster wheel and keep a car on the road and the rent paid and the power on, you know, they don't have time for this. So, yeah, it does look bleak as long as that they're stuck into there. Even if you can access Google all the time, if all you do is look at pictures of cats or whatever, or, you know, or
I picked Google and Wikipedia because we know we can't trust them. They're very Orwellian. But a lot of people think you can use them as authoritative sources. So,
yeah, and the AI shuts us out, so they won't listen to us. They're not going to hear us. That the AI does that on YouTube. They've admitted to that. I saw that earlier today. That they do censor. When we knew that, they were banning people for this, and now they just shadow ban it. So, you know, you can't get out, or you don't monetize it. Or there was a time there when the true numbers were reflected, but then, boy, they brought that to an end in a hurry. Go ahead.
I was just going to add, we're going to take calls starting at the bottom of hour two. If folks want to call once we hit the sponsors' messages. But yeah, no, I mean, you've been witnessing the change longer than I have, Stephen. And, you know, when I get to your age, will I be able to still be... Well, I guess you're optimistic, some would say, just to even be on RBN.
But I just can't let it go, man. That's all it is. I can't hold my head down anymore, man. It beat me down so long. Like you said, I know something about burying waste and all that, and I tried to stand up against it, and it beat me down for 30 years. I didn't talk about it or thereabouts, and now that I had a chance to start, I can't stop. And it's even if I just feel like I'm fighting back, you know, it's made a difference in the way I feel about me anyway, because I've not led a very good life. And that's why I've been keeping my head down so long. I was, who people going to find out the truth and about me? And well, so, you know, fine. I got nothing to hide. That kind of makes me a little more dangerous too, I guess, because I will tell the truth and I'll ask the questions that other people won't. You know, and I don't have an agenda. I just want my grandkids to grow up in a world that's better than it is now, that they have planned for them. I remember a time when people could go out and stick their thumb in the air and hitchhike, and it was safe, at least pretty safe. And we lived in a really high trust society, and it was very white too. And I remember those days, and they won't be able to completely wipe this out until the memory of it is gone. So I try to keep that around too. I try to, like you said, preserve what I can of that time long ago. I remember when this was a different planet.
Well, no, and that is, again, what I keep reiterating is, if nothing else, we're preserving the culture, you know, Caucasian Western culture. We're preserving the culture with these platforms such as RBN and some of these broadcasts of ours, even if it's long after we're gone, you know, that the time comes where a revolution is possible to swing that pendulum the other way once again, which eventually will happen. But the point is, in the meantime, if you don't maintain that culture, your people, your folk won't be there when the time for that pendulum to swing is ripe.
Yeah. I'm going to have...
While we're behind enemy lines, we're preserving our culture right now, Stephen.
Yeah, just by, like you said, by having this conversation, it matters. This is the front line of the whatever the perception warfare that's waged. That's what they became once cybernetics started. Well, now this is a weapon too. This is a weapon for rightful liberty, because that's really the only thing I stand for, is my family, my blood, and rightful liberty for one human being to act the way they used to call it, the NAP, the non-aggression principle. Okay, I embraced that a few times in my life, and then I got sucked back into the "let's you and him fight," the right left paradigm, as you might say it, or some other. No, that's the only, that is, if as long as people behaved that way, if it doesn't pick my pocket or break my leg, then it's none of my business, then this would be a whole lot better world. But I don't see us going back to that. We've been so conditioned by all this, but that's the only thing that I can really say that I put in behind, you know, that I do believe in that. And I want people to look into the actual history and not think that they're so special because they got this constitution or them stars and stripes up there. No, we are just as much a victim of this thing as anybody else. They've been running this thing since that's, people came over here to get away from that, you know. It just and then that's a whole other, that's a long history too, but it's a, something that's gone now. Go ahead, I hear the break coming up.
And again, we'll take calls when we return. Check out these messages from our sponsors here at RBN.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Stephen Douglas Whitener. And so, I mean, is there any significance to this coming November, Stephen, as far as, I mean, will it wake more people up further still, at the very least?
I don't see how it can, because they're going to put who they want in there. I can see validity that if the Democrats don't go along with the war, that they would rather have Trump for that. And he's says over and over again, he's a staunch defender of Israel. So I don't know if he's, but there was somebody asked him about the liberty, and that was his response. I saw that recently. I don't know what point, what timeline that question was asked, but I'd recently had Phil Turney of USS Liberty Veterans Association as a guest, and I was looking, as I was getting ready for that, I looked through, I saw Trump saying that somebody had actually mentioned it to him. So yeah, I don't know. It all depends on whether this, what happens between Iran and Israel. I think that they're probably waiting to see how things are going to work out of there, besides decide who they're going to put in, because I do believe they're that arrogant, and they shown that they can do it. Although, well, that's a whole other thing about whether Trump was, you know, it was unexpected. At least somebody knew it could happen.
I see we have some callers
right.
Who entered the queue. We have Joe in Florida first up. Joe, good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, Richard and William and my good friend Stephen Douglas, how are you? Richard, the story you had earlier, okay, And I'm seeing updates on it now. So the Iranian defense minister, this is just within the last hour, Iranian defense minister orders the cessation of all domestic and international flights over Tehran starting at midnight, local time. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it's already started. The other thing is that Iran is now saying specifically if they, after they attack Israel, Israel attacks back, they can take out Israel's nuclear power plant in Dimona in 6 minutes. So I'm saying, now, you know, I'm a person of peace, and I don't want anybody killed. I'm always anti-war. But I'm beginning to get a little hopeful, because guess what? These Jews are vulnerable. Remember on October 7th, everyone said, oh, the shocking thing was how vulnerable they were. Guess what? I think Iran can take out some big nuclear facilities in Israel and get away with it and knock out their nuclear capacity. And yeah, is World War III on? Yeah, I guess you would say that. But who started it, right? Okay. So what I think is that we're actually on the verge of World War III. I know it's going to sound shocking, but I'm saying bring it on. If these Jews are trying to destroy the entire world because they want to get away with their genocide and think they can get away with it, well, they need to be taught a lesson. What do you think?
Stephen. And William had a drop off, Joe, unfortunately. But Stephen, please.
Well, I was remember this guy saying they would make a take out the U.S. military too. Now, I don't know. It's like those. I know that they issued a notice to airmen for 55 hours that we talked about rocket launches. They were going to have rocket launches. I didn't hear this about Tehran and all, but they telegraphed that they during this period they may fire a retaliatory strike. I'm not up to the sheet that you're talking about, but I'll have to look to that. I don't know. Dimona is you think that's they specifically threatened Dimona and said they could take it out in 6 minutes in this statement? The Iranians.
That's what I'm hearing there. No, but I mean I get what you're saying, but the thing that, and I appreciate that. I mean I don't want to be rooting for World War III, but here's the difference that I'm assessing, which what I never picked up, thought of this before. So Iran has specifically said, I think Hassan Nasrallah, Richard, is he the Hezbollah leader? Nasrallah, I think he's the Hezbollah leader. Anyway, they're saying that Iran is actually going to do a direct attack on Israel, not through Hezbollah, not through Hamas or these other ways that they have been supporting, that it will be directly Iran versus Israel. So what I'm saying is there is a possibility then that the United States, I mean, the United States of America, okay, the Republican Party, Democratic Party, there will be outrage, you know, bomb Iran, right? They'll bring back John McCain from the dead, and they'll start thinking, bomb Iran.
Yeah, well, we've had multiple sources confirming the saber rattling of the U.S. joining a retaliatory strike. Axios and Al Jazeera reporting on what two senior U.S. Military officials. I'm not seeing names as far as like who actually made these statements. We're just seeing, but. I mean, they're saying they don't know if it would just be defensive or if it would be actually offensive as well if they, in theory, were to join. But it could be a false flag very easily to start this.
Well, I mean, I'm not necessarily saying a false flag, but here's the thing. We've heard all this stuff about, U.S. is going to back Israel. Of course, we are controlled by Israel. We know that. But the Jews and Netanyahu actually control. I mean, they're running the show. But if it really does come down to it, right, if there's an attack against Israel and from Iran, right, don't people see, I mean, I think some people are going to wake up to the fact that when we get involved in that, I mean, what's all these billions of dollars we've been giving Israel for dozens of years for if we're supposed to go over there and fight their war for them? Like Stephen said before, Blackbird says, let's you and them fight. Well,
right,
actually,
that's always...
I think that, It might be possible to put this degenerate piece of garbage from the left, some of the left people, and some people on the right saying, no, let Israel fight its own war. And
how many Jews fought on either side in World War One, in World War Two? Exactly. Let's you and him fight is always there. But no, I mean, I think I made a good point. I mean, what does Iran have to gain from, you know, doing a first strike, trying to start a war where they know the West would? I mean, it's not going to come out well for anyone. Really, what does Iran have to gain for someone else to start something and blame Iran? Sounds more rational to me. Stephen, do you not think it could be possible that it could be a false, falsely blamed on Iran incident?
Well, they definitely let October 7th happen, just like 9/11. They partly caused it to happen and partly let it.
Some people think inside a box with the term false flag now. It could mean a lot of different things, of course, Joe. Anyway.
Let me just push back a little bit, because I think that's off. I'm not against, you know, obviously there are real false flags. So let's remember what exactly happened here, because it's been obscured, some other things like that. Those the World Central Kitchen, that bombing. What happened was that Israel openly lobbed missiles into a second country, Syria, and into the Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria. So now they are not only violating the sovereignty of Syria, but also of Iran. Now, the Iranian embassy, the consulate, is legally Iranian territory. And the Iranian government has warned and said, listen, if you attack any part of Iranian territory, we will retaliate. They definitely announced that in advance. And frankly, they are 100% justified. There's no country in the world, Richard, I'm sure you're not defending this attack, but I'm just saying, pointing out that there's no country in the world that would allow something like this attack. The two generals, Iranian generals, were killed, and five other people that were there were killed. There's no country in the world that would allow that to go unretaliated. So this will be a justified attack. That's the reason why I point out that we should now start making sure that we stand back. Let Israel have its war with Iran. Hopefully, they won't be around very long.
First of all, you're a ridiculous anti-Semite. Just kidding. And Stephen, what is your feedback to Joe?
You know, you're right. They definitely justified. They attacked Iranian territory. The embassy is like Iranian territory. So if Iran doesn't respond some way, you know, and they've said that they would. I had seen that they said, I haven't seen this stuff in the last hour you're talking about, but they did say they would. But I think that also you're right. If it happens, that we should stand back and let them fight their war. But it probably won't go right to the nuclear plants, right? It's going to more likely to happen, and I don't know that they will launch a missile, but if they do, I saw someone post today that the Persians would rather have the Arabs fight for them. That's why they're sending all these Hezbollah and stuff. There's a racial conflict along that in Islam too, but you can't just watch what they've been doing to Gaza and ignore it. So they also, at some point, they're the same. It's like Iran, I think, that they are not devoid of meeting with these people in Switzerland. You know, it's like they play the part of the last non-Rothschild outlaw, kind of, in a way. Okay, but they're still hooked up some with those people, and they interact a lot. I don't know that the conflict is as stark on the you know, with the elites as it is. They're pumping it up, and I don't know if they'll ever set it. I mean, how long has Netanyahu been there with that little bomb he's filling in? You know, it will shock me if it goes to World War III that quick. I think more likely they still want to increase the temperature on it some, so that if there is an election, they'll select Trump. If they can get their war, then if we don't get involved, that'll bring Trump and try to bring us too. Then we'll end, if we stand back to the point they'll bring us in eventually with this election. I think that's probably something along those lines is what November will be fought over. And I hope that we're not deciding on whether or not to go to war. I mean, they sent troops to Gaza there to build that port already. So right. I don't know, man.
I don't know
the next thing.
Yeah, final thought, Joe?
Yeah, my final thought is, and I understand that too. I just want to say, even though it doesn't sound like that right now, I really don't want war. I don't want anybody killed. I don't want Israelis killed. I don't want Iranians killed. I don't want any of these people killed, okay? And the only thing I'm trying to emphasize is that, look, if they're going to talk this game for as long as they have, these Jews, these satanic Jews, right, that are ruling, and, you know, by the way, they're working very desperately to sacrifice these red heifers and bring about their Mashiach, who's the Antichrist, to rule the world. This is the reality of what they're doing right now. So let's get real about talking about, which I think is imminent. I think it's much more alarming than maybe you guys are thinking. I hope I'm wrong. I really, really desperately hope I'm wrong. But I'm just saying, let's get ready for the point where people are going to start saying, oh, Iran is such an evil place. And the question would be, my final thing is, don't you believe that Iran has a right to defend itself? That's my question we have to focus on. You know, Israel, we turn the question back on them.
Israel is not targeting a single civilian. They're targeting all of them. But okay, thank you for your call.
Okay, guys. God bless. Have a good night.
Thanks a lot.
Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom.
Yeah. Good evening, gentlemen. I hear the passion in Joe's call, but listen, man. You know that I don't look. My point is, you well know, Richard. I don't give a damn what happens between Iran and Israel. We need to stay out of it. We got our own problems right here in our own country with our southern border. And I just watched Ted Cruz give a great speech. But here, I want to tell you something right now, Richard. You're from the city of Chicago. You're from the state of Illinois, and you had a guy up there named Dickie Durbin. I'm watching this guy. He looks more and more every day like George Soros. Him and Joros are going to be twin brothers, except he's a little younger version of Soros. This guy, Dickie Durbin. Dickie Durbin, I want to explain this to your audience, Richard. 12 of these United States senators right now in the United States Senate are Jewish. They represent 1.8% of the population. They got 12 of them are Jews. Blumenthal, Sanders, on and on, Durbin, Chucky Schmucky Schumer, and all these Jews, every one of them, are going to vote to let this guy Alejandro Mayorkas escape when the guy should be hung with a rope. They put a rope around his neck and snap it like they would do back in the old days.
Well, yeah, immigration, whether you're right or left Jew, you pretty much are in favor of the anti-white immigration replacement.
That's correct, Richard. Now, let me finish, Richard. I'll let you have this floor in a minute. I thank you for your time. But here's what I want to say. Right now, we had a congressman and a senator today saying that the Mexican president of Mexico is complacent in the invasion of our country, and that the military should be called out to take this guy down, Juan Manuel Obrador. Obrador is getting funded by Slim and all these schmucks. And look what they're doing. They're bringing in millions of illegals in here. We don't know how many terrorists are in here. Gang members all over the place, up the ass. And here we are, right now, worrying about Israel. Our country, by the way, have you seen what's going on as far as all the beheadings and stuff in Mexico? Our country's lost its mind, Richard. We've lost our mind. You have Ted Cruz calling out Lakeland Riley, not one Democrat. And the United States Senate on the Democrat aisle would even say her name. They will not say Kate Stiley. They will not say Molly Tibbetts. On and on and on you go. White America is being murdered. White America is being raped. And if we don't stop it, we are all out. And I'll tell you what's going to have to happen. Here's how you take this down. In Chicago, they're having the convention. You start waking up these Afro-American, black, I don't call them Afro, they're black Americans. You give them brochures. You let them find out how the real truth is. The Republican Party was Abraham Lincoln. Okay, not the Democrats, and you got to use them as the springboard to take down the Democratic Party. I believe the United States Senate in the next 4 years will have 60, 65 Republicans on the Senate, and I believe they're going to swing all to the right. I think it's going to be a great thing for white America, because white America right now is in a very precarious situation, and if we do not stop this invasion, and we don't hold these Democrats accountable for treason, every one of them, Republican senators, Democratic senators, Democratic Congress people, and a Republican Congress doesn't hold these people accountable, we're looking at all-out revolution, man. all out. And I mean, it's going to be street fighting. It's going to be horrible. And when you have the president of the United States that he would use the United States Air Force on its own population of whites that are the biggest taxpayers in this country, we've lost our minds. Our country's lost its mind. And you have these dirty Jews going around saying, it's all white man's fault about this and that. Tear the statues down. We've allowed them to tear our statues down, Richard. What the hell was that? Hello?
Well, we remember even when Biden was vice president, right? Him bragging about the future demographic change and how it's a source of our strength.
Right.
Such a good thing. You know, and then he always mentions how you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist, you know?
I mean, right.
Stephen?
He has that big hook nose. Biden is a criminal. And he goes around saying he's an Irishman
one day, next time he's an Indian.
Now he's a Puerto Rican. I mean, this guy's insane. This guy's a mental midget.
I didn't catch what Stephen was saying, responding. Tom.
Listen, Tom, you want to see a really great speech on integration? You go back, I think it was 1995, the State of the Union that Clinton gave. Well, I forgot. Maybe it was 95. I forgot exactly which one. But, yeah, he was calling that out then. And look what they do now, what they've done. And the Republicans are just as complicit in bringing these people in as the Democrats. They passed, what was that bill in 65? It's like there's none of these people are going to help. If you want to seal the southern border, people need to go down there. They started to form a militia in Long Island, New York, the other day, because they don't trust the local law enforcement to serve them, basically protect them. They're not their cops anymore, the way they see it. So they're going to start protecting themselves, and that's what people are going to have to do all around the country. And the southern borders, you know. So what is the southern borders? They're flying people in, and I do believe they're complicit in this. I have seen evidence that our Border Patrol and the Mexican immigration authorities have these WhatsApp accounts that they're talking back and staging all this stuff themselves. These are not your government is your enemy, man. Yeah, I agree with that part, but I sure don't think I'm gonna vote anybody in that's gonna fix it.
Steven, I agree with you, but listen to me. Bill Clinton, you say Bill Clinton gave a great speech. Well, Bill Clinton is a liar. Bill Clinton says yes, Richard. Steven, Bill Clinton says we are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. No, we're not a nation of immigrants first, Stephen. We're a nation of citizenry. We're the citizens first, and then you're a nation of immigrants. You have to say the people who came here first and made the Constitution, they became citizens. And then when you started bringing all these other people in, you're immigrants, of course. But no, you're a nation of citizenry first, okay? And when you have found, they found the other day one pound of fentanyl in San Francisco, downtown San Francisco, right across the street from a police station, enough fentanyl to kill everybody west of the Mississippi River. What the hell is that telling you about our country? And they know it's Hondurans and all these other illegals. We're bringing in armies of illegals in our country who want to kill our ass. That's what nobody's understanding here. And Biden is complacent in our murder. He's trying to murder our ass. And they're taking over whole governments. They're not putting you on the Miami Commission or Chicago Commission. How many commissioners are in that Chicago Commission, Richard? White Americans. How many white actual Anglos are in the commission in Chicago?
Forget about it, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. How many commissioners are going to be in Greenville, North Carolina, when a bunch of illegals are in that city? How many white commissioners, how many white people have a say on their commission, like here in Miami-Dade County or Broward County, even in Orlando now? You got all these Puerto Ricans in Orlando want to take over these commissioner spots. And it starts from the grassroots, like Stephen said in the past on his show. We got to take over our sheriffs. We got to take over our local governments first, and then we work our way up to the big cheese. But right now, we have got to defend this country at all costs. And every illegal alien that's come here in the last 25 years, I heard it out of Donald Trump's mouth. He said if he becomes president, they will be deported. I want to hold him to it. I'm going to hold the Republican
Lock
Party
her
to
up.
It.
You'd be in jail. He said that too, Tom. Is she in jail?
Well, I know. He's a liar. And it's Trump lies.
No.
I will never vote again. I will never stick my neck out. But he better start deporting these people like Eisenhower. He said he's going to do the Eisenhower plan on steroids. He said that. I heard him give a speech that he's going to do David Eisenhower.
I can believe him in one regard along those lines, but you know, Eisenhower was installed too for the bad reasons. This political solutions are never going to solve this. It's not going to work. You're going to have to do it yourself with your neighbors, man. That's what's happening. That's what's going on. We are turned. This is United States is Weimar America and South Africa right before or right after the ANC took over. Yeah, this is basically how it started.
I gave out over 300 Liberty stickers, and the one sticker I ordered from them was with John Adams when he says, "We are with the gun, you will become a citizen of this new nation. Without the gun, you become the subject." And that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to disarm us. They're trying to disarm the white population, and they're going to try to take us over. Biden even threatened us. Think about it. Joe Biden's literally threatened us with the United States Air Force. And we're the biggest taxpayers in the country, the white Americans. Okay? We pay most taxes than all the Jews, all the blacks, and all the Hispanics put together. You still couldn't add up to all the white taxpayers are paying for all this military equipment and every other damn thing. All these projects are highway projects and bridge projects. Come on, who's kidding who? And we're going to have to be subjected to his filthy lies and to his threats? This is crazy, man. This is absolutely off the charts. And this would, if Donald Trump would have said even one-tenth of what Biden's been saying in the last 3 years, they would have Donald Trump in Leavenworth prison right now. And if one of his sons would have been a crackhead, Donald Trump would be unrelenting. They would make him resign out of office like Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden brought cocaine into the White House, man. Where's the result of that? Who brought that cocaine into that White House? Stephen, Richard, we know who brought it in. This whole thing's a big, giant kosher cabal. And Dickie Durbin's a criminal. He looks just like Soros. He should be arrested, too, that lying, conniving rat bastard. They're all demon rats. That's all I got to say, gentlemen. And you want me to give you a final thought, Richard?
Yeah, please.
Hello? My final thought is right now. Right now, what's going on with this fentanyl problem, killing over 100,000 young Americans, I don't care if they're black, white, Hispanic, by that alone, right there, that we have got to take back our government. And you know what? Back in the old days, it was only the men who had the right to vote. They had to own land. We may have to go back to a certain situation like that because these white women, they're all woke. They don't use their brain. They only use it emotionally. They're not using their brains. What's happened to their country? Look at the abortion problem. They're never happy with that, Richard. Crazy.
Absolutely.
Thank you for taking a call.
Yeah, thank you for calling. And we need to maintain our culture, indeed, first and foremost. Stephen, it was a pleasure, as always, sir. If I don't talk to you before then, I look forward to Thought Crime Live this Saturday. That's 8 a.m. Central. All right, folks, please support Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page so that we will speak again soon. And until then, transcend the construct. Regards.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.